So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to day 1 of part 2. Now, in part 2 we're going to shift the focus a little bit so that you're now visualizing somebody else rather than yourself. And I would suggest that you choose somebody in this part who you feel really close to. You feel a natural sense of empathy, of compassion towards. It could be a close family member, it could be a close friend. Whoever it is you choose, it's somebody who you would quite instinctively want to be happy. So again, I mentioned in part one this idea, this sort of attitude, almost of a parent. And when a parent sees their child unwell in some way, they would almost do anything to be able to take that from the child and exchange it for a sense of happiness. We're talking about doing a very similar thing here, cultivating a very similar kind of attitude. Now, again, as I mentioned in part one, it's quite common in this scenario to maybe be a little bit anxious about the idea of taking on somebody else's difficulty. But again, this is just an exercise. This is a psychological exercise where we're just playing with the dynamics of mind. And in changing those, in flipping those dynamics on their head, we kind of allow things to flow more easily. Normally, we're resisting these things. We're moving away from them, trying to push away from them. And that's why there's a sense of conflict in the mind. But now what we're doing, we're actually breathing into them and drawing them closer to us, moving towards a place of acceptance. At the same time, usually, we're trying to hold on to all the nice stuff, the good stuff, the happiness. Whereas in this exercise, we're actually giving it away. We're sharing it. Again, that prevents any sense of conflict or holding on in the mind. So not only are we learning to be more empathetic, but we're also allowing the mind to flow more easily, allowing life to flow more easily. So with that in mind, just take a moment now to get comfortable. Feet on the floor. Eyes open. Nice soft focus with the eyes. And when you're ready, some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next exhalation, just closing the eyes. As you take a moment just to check in with the other physical senses. And just bringing the attention back to the body now. And just gently scanning down through the body, noticing both the physical sensations and also the emotional quality of mind. And just taking a moment now just to be clear about your intention, your motivation today. And especially with this exercise, how it can benefit those people around you in your life. And having done that, now just shifting the attention back to the body, back to the breath, that sensation of the breath rising and falling in the body, and just remaining with that, just for the next few minutes now. So as you continue to follow the breath, to be aware of the breath, at the same time now, I'd just like you to imagine, to visualize that other person, whoever it is. You can imagine them just sat in front of you. And as you visualize them, just notice firstly how you see them in your mind, but also just take a moment, it's a very brief moment, just to reflect on what it is that you think they're struggling with most at the moment, what it is they'd most like to let go of. And what it is that they would like to exchange that for, if they could. So just being clear in your mind about what this sort of exchange is about. And just as before, as in part one, when you were visualizing yourself, it's as though that exchange just begins quite naturally, quite organically. Doesn't require any effort. It's just as you experience the inhalation, there's an idea of taking away, of removing any of their difficulty. And as you experience the exhalation, there's a sense of just sharing any sense of happiness with that person. Very natural, very easy exchange taking place. Again, if you find it useful just to help your focus, you can imagine the difficulty sort of looking like a wispy light grey sort of smoke as it comes away from the person. And something a little bit more like sort of sunlight, something very bright, very clear, as is exchanged for a greater sense of happiness. So just staying with that now, and in just the same way as you did in part one, just watching as that person begins to look increasingly happy, relaxed, at ease, as they begin to let go of whatever difficulties or problems they might have right now. And just stay with that, aware of the breath, just watching that exchange take place. And when it looks as though that person really is as happy, relaxed and content as they could possibly be, you can just let go of the image and just give the mind a little bit more space. Just let it do whatever it wants, just for the next 30 seconds or so. And now just gently bringing the attention back to the body, back to that feeling of the weight of the body, the points of contact, any sounds, smells, and in your own time, you can just gently open the eyes. Just finishing off as you started, a nice soft focus, aware of the space around you in the room. Aware of how you're feeling. And also aware of how you can carry this sense of awareness into your everyday life today. And when you've done that, when you're ready, you can just sit back in the chair. So hopefully today you found that a very pleasurable experience. Hopefully after getting used to sort of the rhythm of this exercise in part one, you found it quite easy to adapt it, visualizing somebody else. But as I say, it's quite common with this exercise to experience a little bit of resistance, even if the person's very close to us, even if we love them very much and there's nothing we want more than to see them happy. It's such a strong sort of habit to resist anything uncomfortable or unpleasant, and at the same time to hold on to comfortable, pleasant, happy things. So don't be surprised if a little bit of resistance arises. And that can arise in lots of different ways. Some people find at first that they might experience a little bit of anxiety or fear. Sometimes it can be a little bit more like sadness, perhaps being overwhelmed by the other person's sense of unhappiness, perhaps. Or it can even be a sort of a sense of anger or frustration that might arise. All of these are quite normal. And it's really important that we recognize that that's our relationship with those difficult emotions or feelings, because how we relate to them in somebody else very much reflects how we relate to them in ourselves. So there's lots and lots of different things happening in this exercise. And as we go through part two, I'll explain a little bit more about sort of the dynamics of what's happening. But I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day two of part two.